And last week, we brought you a story about Ethan Morse, the son of the former district attorney in Merced County, who was the victim of a deadly shooting in Atwater on March 15th. Police recently named a suspect in the case, but no motive. Still, some officials wonder if the shooting was tied to Morse's arrest in a gang-related triple homicide 6 years ago. Reporter Brian Kranz brings us the second part in his series, Two Shootings in Atwater.
When Ethan Morse's father, Larry D. Morse II, was still district attorney for Merced County, he often criticized the sheriff's department, saying it didn't have a strategy to overcome gang violence. Here he is speaking before the county board in 2014.
The district attorney's office has become the county's primary gang suppression department, despite that not being our core mission.
In fact, Morse often used state money to execute large gang raids, sometimes in conjunction with the state attorney general's office. The sheriff's office, he said, had too many open gang homicide cases, including one where three teens were fatally shot at a party over Easter weekend in 2013. That's why he was caught off guard when more than a year after that shooting, detectives told him they'd cleared the case. Here's Morse on Merced's talk radio station, KYOS.
They were already heading to a press conference. We hadn't reviewed it, which is also something that we're not terribly comfortable with on an old case, a cold case.
At the press conference, Sheriff Sergeant Chuck Hale said new witnesses and evidence led them to make three arrests, including one of a suspected Norteño member.
Jacob Tellis, 18, was arrested in San Jose, California.
Hale said Tellis shot Bernabed Hernandez Canela, one of the three teenagers. The bullets in his body were from two handguns, a .38 and a .25. That night, when the Morse family was sitting around the dinner table, 18-year-old Ethan shocked his father.
And he's standing in the kitchen and he looks and he goes, "They've got the wrong guy, Dad." And I said, "What do you mean they got the wrong guy?" He goes, "He didn't do it." And I said, "How do you know he didn't do it?" And he said, "I was there."
Not only was he there, but he admitted to driving Tellez to the party and he knew Tellez had a gun.
So that night, I texted one of the detectives and said, "We got a problem with the Tellez case."
2 days later, Ethan told investigators Hale and Eric Macias that he, Tellez, and six other people had been in his dad's Toyota Pathfinder that night.
Every single person on that list will tell you exactly what I'm saying. Exactly.
After Ethan said no gun was fired from his vehicle, investigators Hale and Macias pressed him for more details.
"Before you guys went out there, did you know of anybody carrying any firearms on us?"
"Who?" "I knew Jacob had one. He showed me before we left."
"Jacob Tellez?"
"Yeah."
But Hale was suspicious about the timing of Ethan's statements.
"Don't take this the wrong way, but we've got to ask these questions. Why now? Why are you coming forward now?"
"I kind of thought I was going to get in trouble for taking my dad's car out to a party that eventually people got killed at. And because we didn't do anything, nobody in my car did anything, so I didn't really think that it was huge for us to come forward.
After nearly 38 minutes of Ethan stressing that he was 100% sure Tellez didn't fire his gun and it was absolutely a .22 caliber, investigators let him leave. But 5 days after they interviewed Ethan, sheriff's deputies arrested him on the Morse family front lawn.
Merced County sheriff's deputies believe Tellez pulled the trigger and Morse drove the getaway car.
With an obvious conflict of interest, Larry Morse recused his office and the state attorney general's office, then headed by Kamala Harris, formally filed the charges against Morse and Tellez. A key part of the sheriff's case relied on a butt dial Tellez made to 911
and was heard discussing the shooting.
4 months later, during the preliminary hearings, Judge Ronald Hansen heard testimony from dozens of people, including some whom Morse said were in the car that night. As ABC 30 reported,
one passenger claimed Tellez announced he was going to shoot him, quote, "for the hood," and then pulled out a black revolver and fired twice through a rolled down window. Another passenger said Morse encouraged it by asking, "You gonna do it?" But defense attorneys argue the witnesses were coerced into making those statements.
Other witnesses testified that no shots had been fired from Morse's car, saying Tellez tried to pull his gun, but it got caught up in his seatbelt. But the gun Tellez reportedly carried with him that night, the one that Morse swore was a .22, was never recovered. After 4 days of hearings, Judge Hansen made a highly unusual move. He declared Tellez and Morse factually innocent, meaning he didn't believe there was enough evidence to even charge them with a crime. Here's how Larry Morse saw it.
"And if there's anything good to take away from this horrific experience, it's that The system can be fair or unfair to anybody, whether it's a farm laborer's son or the district attorney's son.
While being held without bail on the murder charge, Ethan Morse's family says he lost a wrestling scholarship to a small liberal arts college in Arkansas, missed his grandfather's funeral, and was largely known as being connected to a gang shooting. That's why he sued the sheriff's department, the county, and investigators Hale and Macias, eventually reaching out to attorney Gary Gwilliam in Oakland.
16th floor.
The publicity continued to haunt Ethan, and he always felt that he was going to be, that the gangs were after him.
Last May, a federal jury in Fresno awarded Ethan more than $500,000 in compensation for his wrongful arrest and malicious prosecution. It was enough for him to leave the county, but he stuck around because he'd become a father. Less than a year later, on March 15th, Ethan was shot to death shortly after dropping off his 3-year-old daughter at daycare. Gwilliam says it wasn't random.
I don't have any doubt in my mind whatsoever that his killing was definitely related to his being charged with a crime involving the gangs. I don't have any doubt about that in my mind.
The program for Ethan's funeral shows a picture of him, clean-shaven with a short-cropped haircut parted to the left. He's wearing a striped tie with a light blue shirt under an olive tweed jacket.
That's who he was. That's who he was with his picture with his daughter. And, you know, he was such a good kid and just such an unnecessary death, you know.
The photo was taken outside the federal courthouse in Fresno where Ethan won his lawsuit just 10 months before someone with a .45 caliber handgun shot him multiple times at the intersection of Fur and Winton Way in Atwater. Police say 26-year-old Dagoberto Franco Panaloza was the shooter, but why Ethan Morris was killed remains a mystery. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Brian Kranz in Atwater.